101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio. Veronica here with another community spotlight. Today I have Eric Rowe from the Crystal Bay Club, and we are here to talk about the Gambler's Run. How's it going, Eric?
Doing well.
Great. So Gambler's Run is coming up once again. What dates are those?
July 23, 4, and 5 this year.
Awesome. And so how many years has the Gambler's Run been going on?
This is our fourth.
3 days filled with great music. Who's performing this year?
Another great lineup, kind of all over the place. You know, we have some pretty heavy hitters this year with String Cheese, Big Head Tad, and California Honey Drops.
Yeah.
Really the one I'm most looking forward to seeing, which I haven't before, is that Robert John and the Wreck Show.
Yeah.
So they're a five-piece out of Southern California that just sound amazing. They're going to be a fun show this year, I think.
Yeah, really big names.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So that is happening on July 23rd through 25th at the Crystal Bay Club. And where are you guys located at if someone's living under
right
a rock?
Right there on the state line in between Kings Beach and Incline. You know, short drive from here, North Shore Lake Tahoe.
And a beautiful venue as well. And you guys do this outside, right?
Yeah. So the early shows, we've kind of changed the format a little bit this year. You know, traditionally, the previous years, we've kind of bounced back and forth between our crown room and the outdoor venue kind of throughout the day. You know, people don't come to Tahoe for a music festival to be inside a casino or outside listen to music all day. So we've kind of changed the format a little bit. We're starting the shows a little bit later. Mm-hmm. So they're starting every day at 6 o'clock. And they're going to be outside, all outside until our after parties that begin at 10. So
perfect.
All the shows will be outside until 10 p.m. and then after parties inside in the crown room.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. I agree with you. People don't come to Tahoe to be inside.
Right.
Usually.
Yeah.
So you guys, in 2024, you launched sustainability efforts. It started at the Gambler's Run. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. So this will be our... Well, it's just about our two-year anniversary of doing this. So in partnership with League to Save Lake Tahoe, Sierra Nevada Alliance, Turk, a couple others, back in 24, we decided to launch a zero single-use plastics initiative. You know, it was launched at Gambler's Run, but it's something that we've carried on through all of our shows and all 365 days of the year at the property. And, you know, to date, we've saved well over 325,000 plastic cups from hitting the waste stream, another 100,000 plus plastic water bottles. So something we're very proud of.
And I know from the Clean Up the Lake efforts that single-use plastics are the number one offender for litter in the lake.
Absolutely.
And so I thank you for that effort. And that's really cool. So what do you guys do instead of those single-use plastics?
So we do aluminum, which is 100% recyclable, versus the plastic cups that, you know, they say they're recyclable. You put them in the recycle, but they're not truly recyclable. You have to ship them overseas. It's just from a business perspective, they don't do it.
Yeah.
So we're using aluminum, canned water, and aluminum cups. What we're finding too is that a lot of our guests are reusing the aluminum cups. You know, I'll see people walk out of a show with a stack of 20 aluminum cups that, you know, that they're using probably when they go out on the boat or golfing or beach or camping or whatever it may be. So I think, you know, I think it has a trickle effect through everything else as well, not just our shows.
Definitely. I have some of those aluminum cups at home and they're great for, you know, if you're taking an outdoor walk, if you have to throw it away, it's not the end of the world. It's not like one of your good kitchen cups or take it on the boat. And they're kind of like a cool little souvenir for people too.
Speaking of souvenirs and cups, we also do during the festival, we do a stainless steel cup every year. So we've done, you know, last year we had three different variants. So we have those and we've added a third. So it's kind of a collector's edition, different Gambler's Run pinup girl on each one.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, that's another way that we've tried to even minimize the recyclable, single use aluminum, even though they're not really single use, but that's the way they're calling them.
Yeah.
So we're trying to even eliminate that and go to a truly reusable stainless steel cup.
Really cool. I love that you guys are doing that. I think that more and more people are getting on that train and it's good for everybody. It's good for our lake and our environment.
Absolutely.
So Gambler's Run happening July 23rd through 25th. Tell me once again, who is playing?
So we're going to start Thursday with the String Cheese Incident. They're playing a full two set. So they're going to be playing outside on the 72 Mile Spirit stage for 4 hours or so. And then after party inside with Octave Cat. Friday, we have the Robert John and the Wreck, followed by Big Head Todd. And then Saturday, we're going to finish off strong with the Honey Drops, California Honey Drops.
It's outside. A great lineup you guys have this year. Well, once again, thank you, Eric Rowe from the Crystal Bay Club, for coming in, talking about the Gambler's Run. Once again, July 23rd through 25th. Tickets are available now on your website.
Tickets available on our website or in our box office on site.
Yeah, actually, I'm a big fan of buying tickets at the box office.
It's better. It's, you know, our ticketing agent always says, why do you guys go through so much cardstock?
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, we get a lot of people that come in. They want the physical tickets.
I like the physical tickets.
Yeah, so we sell a lot on site.
Awesome. Well, once again, thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
And that was your community spotlight. Eric Rowe from the Crystal Bay Club. Gambler's Run happening July 23rd through 25th. You can hear this anytime on demand at TruckeeTahoeRadio.com or subscribe and follow on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider. Search KTKE. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming on 101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio.